Some mornings at Andrew Minarski VC School in Winnipeg, staff and students start the day with this.
Happy Wednesday, Andrew Minarski. This is Healthy Minds Week in the Winnipeg School Division. Being mindful means paying attention to the present moment, exactly as it is. It is really hard to be anxious if you are completely focused on the present moment. Here is a simple exercise you can try when you feel your body and mind are feeling anxious. Come back. When you catch yourself being caught up in the worries about the future or something that's happened in the past, just notice that it is happening and simply and kindly say to yourself, come back. Then take a calming breath and focus on what you are doing right now. Have a wonderful Wednesday, Andrew Minarski.
So I bet you never heard anything like that if you're my age and you were a kid over the PA system, but there's so much talk now and great work being done to help kids with mental health that the Winnipeg School Division is teaching kids about something called mindfulness. Now, it does help teachers identify kids struggling with mental health concerns and how to manage them. Yon Olofsson is the Student Services Consultant with the Winnipeg School Division's Prince Charles Education Resource Centre and with us now. Good morning.
Hi, Marcy.
And Megan Clements is the Guidance Counsellor at Andrew Minarski School and the voice behind some of those PA announcements. Good morning.
Good morning.
So why don't we start with you? Let me hear about some of these announcements. When did you guys start doing this?
We had our Healthy Minds Week, which is a divisional initiative. So it's a whole week geared towards just learning more about our mental health and wellness and the importance of that. And so we decided in our school that we would do an announcement each morning. So a couple of mornings we did some knowledge about mental wellness, and then a couple of mornings we did some strategies that students can actually put in place, just recognizing, you know, different physical symptoms you might feel if you're feeling anxious, and then different things you can do about that.
So just to stay with the announcements, what was the reaction to them from the students when this started happening?
Really positive. I think it's just a great way to get it out to the general population of the school. You never know who that's going to reach. And so that's, you know, just a really nice sort of general way.
Yeah, I love the idea of that.
To start, yeah, taking the stigma away, I think.
So this word, mindfulness, and mindfulness curriculum, Yon, what is it as it relates to curriculum?
Absolutely, yeah. The idea of mindfulness came into Winnipeg School Division about 2013. We had some self-reported data from students talking about anxiety and stress and depression in their life. And we noticed in Winnipeg School Division we had above the Canadian norm. So it kind of identified a need and looked at research-based strategies, also under an educational lens, that are, you know, will support students with anxiety and stress. And mindfulness was definitely one of those. So we started off with 32 schools that were part of a pilot project.
So before we get to how mindfulness works in schools, what is mindfulness?
Mm-hmm. Mindfulness is really the idea. It's a psychological process of bringing attention to the now and the present moment. And oftentimes it can be looked at as using breath and connection to breath. And so looking at those skills that students can use to self-regulate and to calm down.
Where does it help students?
Mm-hmm. It helps them to really tune into what's happening for their body. So when we look at even particularly elementary, junior high, high school, it can be really empowering to learn about what happens in my body when I get stressed, what happens when I'm feeling anxious, and not only what's happening, but how do I help myself and how do I learn to self-regulate or to deal or cope with this stress? And we're hearing lots of powerful feedback from students and staff about that.
So for a student example, if there's an exam coming up and someone has anxiety, and so that maybe would be a time perhaps where it might be attached to that, what kind of strategies are we talking about?
Yeah, we're talking about a lot of the work that we do around mindfulness is tuning into the breath. So it would be breath work. Sometimes it's a guided script that can be run by a classroom teacher. I can give an example of, you know, one of our elementary schools does a mindful moment every morning at 10:52, which is right after the morning recess, just to help the students and staff regulate and calm down for a minute and to focus and return to learning. And we're hearing stories too of, you know, junior high or high school classes that will do a mindful moment before an exam or before something that's maybe a little bit more stressful and just learning to cope.
What else are you guys doing to raise awareness about mental health at Andrew Minarski?
So we have a few things going on. In the fall, we had the Speak Up program from CMHA, which was really, really successful. That was targeted at grade 7 and 9 students.
We heard a bit about that earlier this week.
That's right, yeah.
Remarkable young woman who benefited from it.
Yes, yeah. We have Mood Disorders, who's coming in to do a fabulous program as well for the grade 8s. Obviously, you know, my main role in the school is working with students and helping them understand their social, emotional, and mental health.
Now, Yon, the Winnipeg School Division has also launched a pilot project with a few schools, giving students something called a Thrival Kit.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Yeah, our Thrival Kits are another connection that we have with the Canadian Mental Health Association, also in conjunction with the Manitoba Advocate for Children and Youth. And a Thrival Kit is looking at the research that talks about during that childhood period of, you know, ages 9 to 11, which is typically our grade 4, 5, and 6 students. It's an actual physical kit which has some strength-based, resiliency-based strategies, and talking about mental health and mental health promotion and mindfulness is part of that. They look at the rights of the child, and it's really kind of a teacher-led, classroom-based project, which we know, because there's been a lot of research to talk about. Sometimes teachers in the classroom are really some of those the best people to be talking about mental health promotion and stigma reduction. So we're really excited.
So the actual kit that you give goes to a classroom teacher.
Yeah.
And it's another, so it's a lesson plan then?
Yeah, there's lesson plans, and each student gets their own actual kit, and their own kit where there's a journal that's included. There's some mindfulness strategies that are included. There's some raisins in there where they do a mindful eating activity. There's some stones. There's some activities around the rights of the child and learning about your rights and your rights within the world and within the city. And it's a really exciting project that we're starting this year and hoping to continue.
And what would the stone do for the students?
The stone can sometimes be really kind of a tactile object for someone to hold on to during a mindful moment, and they can make a connection to that.
Yeah, like the lovely worry stones, right? Mm-hmm. Where the groove is in there for your finger if you're needing something to hang on to. What differences are you seeing as a result of some of the efforts from your perspective, Yon?
We are seeing and hearing just really fantastic feedback when we talk about staff, or staff saying thank you for acknowledging this as a concern within our buildings and within the populations that we support. And we've gathered quite a bit of data from feedback from workshops and trainings and programs that we're running. And we're hearing a lot about safer feelings and safer sense of connection within our schools and within our classrooms. We're hearing a lot of stigma reduction. So there's a lot of conversation around, you know, are mental health concerns increasing? And some of that conversation can be yes, because of where we're at within the world, but some of that can also be it's because we're talking about this more. And then we're also hearing increased self-regulation and ability for students to cope, and also increase in academics, which is ultimately is our goal, is, you know, reaching our graduation rates.
And are you hearing that from school administrators? Or we're hearing that
a lot. Yeah,
from?
A lot of the feedback we're hearing is from school administrators, but a lot of the feedback we've currently gathered is from teachers that have gone to trainings, whether it's around mindfulness or mental health promotion. And we do kind of a pre and a post survey with them to gather feedback. What are you coming in with? What kind of knowledge, and what are you seeing in your classroom? And then after, you know, 6 weeks later, after doing the training, what are you noticing after?
And have you noticed a one-to-one with the students, Megan? Like, have you had any students even say to you one-on-one, you know, that they feel any differently because of the efforts?
Absolutely. Yeah. What's so exciting right now is that we're talking about mental health and wellness, and that stigma is coming down. And so I think students are really feeling like they're being heard. It's becoming a normal, and it's becoming something that's acceptable and powerful to talk about.
Thank you both for coming in and telling us about all of this. I wish you brought me a Thrival Kit.
We do have some gifts for you.
I would like to have that in the studio, actually, during some tough interviews. I could use a stone like that. I'm not even joking. Thank you both for being here. Thank you, Megan.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Megan Clements is a guidance counselor with Andrew Minarski School in Winnipeg. Yon Olofsson, the student services consultant with the Winnipeg School Division's Prince Charles Education Resource Center.